Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what I perceive to be perhaps the most important issue that we're faced with in this election cycle. If you missed any part of the first portion of this broadcast, let me say to you once again, freedom is on the ballot. Freedom, not spelled out on the ballot. Freedom is not a check mark on the ballot. But listen very carefully. Freedom is on this ballot as never before in the history of America. It is a fact, ladies and gentlemen, as one writer put it, more than any election in the past 100 years, this one will determine if the USA remains an independent nation of free people or an enslaved people. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the seriousness of this election and stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. We're talking about an encroachment upon our freedoms by the federal, state, local leadership that we elect to put in charge and to lead us as a free people. But ladies and gentlemen, the dictatorial, tyrannical mindset seemingly has grasped the hearts and the minds of the overwhelming majority of those, especially the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, led by Joe Biden, which is cognitively unable to make a decision. And we all know that George Soros' funding, Barack Hussein Obama's third term in office, being played out through Joe Biden. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I know you know what a self-perpetuating system is. And the Democrats, those, I think you said it was 128,000 children that's been mutilated, they're going to need counseling. They're going to need more surgeries, more hormones, more medicine. So there'll always be an agenda to vote Democrat, that you'll have a hurting section of society that needs free care. So that will be a self-promoting system. And that's really what the Democrats want. They don't care about the pain, the suffering. It's all about the vote. That's the only thing, the vote. But Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to ask you a question. The feminists that claim that they have the right to their own body and the government doesn't own them, why aren't they suing the Supreme Court to make prostitution legal? Because that's their body. They ought to be able to do what they want to do with it. Is it because of freedom they're seeking, or is it really they want no responsibility? Which one is it they're seeking?
Well, the bottom line is, whether you realize it or not, that's already an agenda item in many, many states now, where there'll be open drugs, as some of the far western states have done that, Oregon, Washington State, California, Colorado, etc. They're pushing for a total release. In fact, Pennsylvania now, the fruitcake that's running for the state Senate out of Pennsylvania against Dr. Oz, says that all hard drugs should be legalized, and that's his goal as a U.S. senator if he's elected. And when it comes down to the question of prostitution, it's not a matter of if, it's when. Right now, you know, Joe Biden has already said that he wants to have federalized approval of marijuana on a national basis. And the whole point is, just as you alluded to a moment ago, it's taking an entire society that are so drugged out, so destroyed ethically, morally, physically, by surgeries and by drugs, that it becomes a pharmacia-controlled, a drug-controlled society, which is exactly what you see in Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, where in the last days we'll be in a drug-controlled society, a pharmacia-controlled society. So again, it's just as you have said so eloquently, that it's a matter of everything that we see taking place places the citizens that vote for a Democrat, placing the nation in the position of being a dependent society. And you touched on it very clearly, that those that are having the transitional surgeries, you can have all the surgery you want to, and you're still either male or female. Doesn't make any difference how what they do to the externals in the standpoint of trying to add on to or take away from the physicality. You'll not change it from male or female. Every hospital around the globe, when a child is born, the doctor announces it's a boy or it's a girl. And you're not going to change that phenomenon, because in Genesis 1:27, the Bible says God created male and female, created he them. He didn't create freaks. He created male and female. So, Tom, you're exactly right. And the whole bottom line is the vote for any Democratic candidate is a vote to eviscerate, a vote to curtail, a vote to destroy our freedoms.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, what you're saying is the federal government wants to become the pusher. They want to become the pusher of drugs and to dumb down this society where they really can't follow issues. They really can't make a decision. They can only vote for the pusher because he supplies them with their narcotics that they feel like they need to exist.
Exactly right. And under socialist, Marxist, communism, you have a whole society that's dependent upon government for food, clothing, and shelter. And we're on the fast track for that today in America. And I'm praying, I am pleading with our listeners to not vote. Do not cast a vote for any human being that has the designation of Democrat on their ticket and what they're running for. I don't care if it's dog catcher or if it's governor. It doesn't make any difference if it is running for office on a local, state, or national level. I'm saying warning, that any vote for a Democrat is a vote for the destruction of our liberties and freedom. And now, Tom, that's not meaning that we do not have rhinos that need to be careful of. I've said for years and years and years and years, any Christian, any conservative, any patriot needs to carefully scrutinize, carefully vet the candidate before casting a vote, because the most sacred thing that we can do, the most serious thing that a Christian can do from the secular civilized government standpoint, is to cast our ballot. And we need to understand the dangers that's looming in this election. And exactly 14 days from now, this nation will either continue the decline into Marxism and socialism and communism, or we will strengthen the foundation and continue to be a free nation. Tom, thank you so much for your call, for your comments. It's always a blessing to hear from you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question comment, please. Hello.
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 I cannot hear you, so if you would hang up and try to call back, because there's an echo in the background and I can't hear you. But thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that freedom is on the ballot. The word freedom is not found any place on your ballot, but it is actually a ballot that you'll be casting your vote to be a free nation or to destroy our Bill of Rights. That is the issue that we're faced with. A vote for any Democratic candidate is a vote to destroy the sovereignty of America. It's a vote to continue the mutilation of our children, our teens, and our preteens, and to butcher them as the Biden administration is pushing. Looking at a headline article, says, gender-affirming doctor admits regret among kids who transitioned. A gender-affirming pediatrician acknowledged during a virtual meeting on the World Professional Association for Transgender Health that young people lack the capacity to make any decision regarding transitioning and may later regret having gone through this process. And it goes on to talk about the process and the end result of most teenagers that go, preteens and teenagers that go through the transitioning surgery, later regret it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when that takes place, it puts that person in position of being sterilized with no possibility of producing an offspring, male or female. It's part of the globalist world agenda, the globalist reset agenda, to destroy the population and to reduce it by a billion people. Bill Gates and Schwab and George Soros and others are the globalists. They say we need to reduce the population by a billion people. Between the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, between that and the murder by way of abortion and the gender-affirming transitional surgeries that they talk about, it is actually doing that very same thing. It is destroying the potential of promulgating and propagating our society as we know it. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you. I mean, bless you. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You are so right. Because number one, Crazy Joe, I hate to say it like that. They say pray for your leaders, but he's crazy and he has his puppet masters. I was in the Social Security office today and not saying about the Hispanics because I'm not prejudiced, but I mean, they went before us and they were getting the Social Security cards so they can vote. And that is crazy. You know, it takes how many years, you know, to become a U.S. citizen. That's why he had the borders open. And he's his puppet masters. They know what they're doing.
No question about it. In fact, if I could jump in for a moment, Kenneth, let me remind you and remind our listeners that may not be aware of it. In fact, Rush Limbaugh used to call them the low-information voters. And we have, just as I read an article just a moment ago, one writer said less than 1% of all Americans know the issues that are really taking place. But what many do not know today is when these illegals are coming in, Joe Biden, through the back door, is now in the process of having them issued Social Security identification cards, and that will allow them to get to draw a Social Security check, which becomes a welfare department and not Social Security for those that have paid in, and it gives them an opportunity to have identification to be able to vote. That is the whole purpose of the open borders that's being eviscerated by the Biden administration, and any Democratic candidate on any level that stands with Joe Biden, and most of them, if not all, do, and even some of the rhinos called Republicans in name only, fall into that same category. So you're exactly right. We are in a position that we're becoming the second-class citizens, the U.S. citizens today, and all of the immigrants, i.e. the illegals coming in, will take precedence over us because they have the handouts, they have the giving, they have the free medicine, the free school, the getting the jobs, the opportunity to have work in America, and as a result of that, they're going to vote for the rest of their lives on the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party. So, Kenneth, you're exactly right. And the only hope we have is, just as you touched on, is to pray for those that rule over us. Pray for the, I call it, the presidents, the princes, the prime ministers, and the potentates. Pray for them. And part of that prayer needs to be based on the scripture itself so that we might live a quiet and peaceable life. We need to pray, God remove them. God take care of it. God prevent this from happening in the 2022 election. God motivate, promulgate, propagate, and push those that are sitting in the chairs to get out and vote. So, Kenneth, you're exactly right. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I just wanted to say I vote on Election Day. I don't want to mail anything in because of, I just feel better about voting in at the poll.
I agree with you 100%. I like Election Day. I take the day, and if nothing else happens, I get my vote in, rain, sleet, or snow.
Yes, And I really feel that what we are facing is critical. We are at a critical turning point in our whole civilization. What we are seeing is every truth on which a person can base decisions in their life is being upended. Mm-hmm. The truth of the Bible, the truth of science, they say they base their decisions on science, but it's not. Male and female, that's biology, you know. I mean, that's biology 101. You're either a male or a female, and when you are saying otherwise, you are upending truth that is based in science. And certainly no man can give birth to a child, you know. So I just feel like that is what we are facing. We're facing an annihilation of a complete country, because we have had freedoms for so long, and so many people, we have taken them for granted. Yes. And we have not, our children in these terrible schools have not learned how the government works, that the government is really supposed to work for us, that we are the people, like we're supposed to be able to vote somebody out if they're not doing their job. And just the whole thing with civics, children are not taught that anymore. And that's mainly what I wanted to say, but I will be voting for all Republicans myself. I do not wish to have any more of this craziness pushed over on me and my family. I really don't. I've had it. And I hope that I want to encourage other people out there, please go to the polls. You may think your vote doesn't count, but it really does. It really does. You need to stand up and be counted on voting day. You really do.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thank Miranda, you for letting me comment.
Well, Miranda, thank you so much for your input. You're exactly right. And I pray that our listeners have heard and heard well what you've said, because as I have said in this broadcast, we have freedom is on the ballot. That is the key issue. And yet multitudes of people have not realized what we have. In fact, the old cliche, most of the time we don't realize what we have until we've lost it, and then we truly realize it. Miranda, thank you so much for your call and for your input. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, Party of Child Abuse. Biden pushes unlimited amputations for kids. Joe Biden long has claimed as one of his ideals of society that provides transgender drugs, chemicals, and surgery, even for children. He emphasized that in a weekend interview, and those comments have earned him a blast from the members of Congress, making his party, the Democratic Party, hear me, this article says, the Democratic Party is the party of child abuse. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly right. When you take a child, put him in the classroom, and you teach that child the critical race theory that's going to divide the nation based on ethnicity, when you teach that child that abortion, which is murder based on the scripture, but you teach that child that abortion is legal and therefore it is all right, when you teach that child that the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda, is the preferred lifestyle, when you teach that child that sexual immorality is okay, when you teach that child that America is bad, that America is wrong, that American history should go by the 1619 agenda and not true American history, you are teaching that child everything that is contrary to the Word of God, everything that's contrary to a free nation, and you are abusing the child. It is the Democratic Party is the party of child abuse. And then more particularly, when you boil it down to the Biden administration now and the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party that's pushing for the legalization of drugs on an open basis across the nation, when they're pushing for the continual amputation of body parts on healthy teenagers and preteens, ladies and gentlemen, that's nothing less, nothing more than child abuse. This article goes on to say, Joe Biden thinks it's wrong. Listen. Joe Biden thinks it's wrong to stop the profit-driven medical industry from cutting breasts off 15-year-old girls and castrating teen boys before they're old enough to legally get a tattoo or old enough to vote. So also on social media, Democrats are the party of child abuse, this article continues to say, responding to a question from the social media influencer during the interview over the weekend. Biden insisted that nowhere should there be allowed the restriction of transgender treatments. He is advocating that no state no county, no provision should be allowed that there could be any barring or any law that prevents the mutilation of a healthy body, which I call child abuse. He's saying that ought not to be allowed in America. So again, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is on the ballot. Do we have the freedom? If we have the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom for our faith, family, and our nation, is that important to you? How does it stand on your, how does it stack up on your agenda of 1 to 10, the important things that you're voting on? Will you cast your ballot based on which party is going to give you the most free money? Will you cast your ballot on the basis of which party will allow you to continue to live off the government with a check from the government? Which party are you going to vote for? Will you vote for the party that's going to stand for God rather than for government, the party that's going to stand for godliness and biblical truth? Which party will you vote for? Will you vote for the party that's going to say, we welcome everybody to come in and there are no borders? Will you vote for that where you're going to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and ultimately destroy the freedoms that we do have in our nation? I'm looking at an article talking about the butchering and the mutilation of children. It's called the Protection of Children's Innocency Act. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene hosted a press conference to shine a spotlight on the abuse of children with the so-called gender-affirming care and highlights her landmark piece of legislation, the Protect Children's Innocent Act, H.R. 8731, will criminalize genital mutilation and chemical castration on minor children. And it goes on to talk about the need to have legislation passed. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a society today where it seems that everything that's good now is called bad. Everything that's bad is called good. It goes back to what the Bible says in Isaiah, the 5th chapter and the 20th verse. And may I paraphrase, that text says there come a day when good is going to be called bad, bad good, wrong right, right wrong, light today and day light. Ladies and gentlemen, we're there now. There's the mindset that there's nothing too ill, too horrid, too bad, that it ought not to be used in our society today. Looking at another article, says, as schools hide trans identities from and fire parents, parental rights take center stage in midterms. Talking about the midterm election now. In recent days, the Vermont High School soccer coach and parent was fired for using male pronouns in reference to a biological male trans-identifying student who watched his daughter change in the girls' locker room, and a Pennsylvania school was found to be instructing teachers to hide the preferred names and pronouns of trans-identifying students from their parents. Goes on to talk about the fact this happened to be a coach with the school. He had a daughter in the school. His daughter was put in a position with a trans student, that is a male dressed as a female, that was in her locker room and caused problems. And as a result of that, he said something about it. And as a result of that, he was fired from his coaching position. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a position today that your ballot, that you're casting your ballot, you're voting for freedom in America. You're voting for our Bill of Rights. You're voting for the freedom of speech. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, with the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party led by Joe Biden, we are not finding freedom increasing, but freedom decreasing and being eviscerated. It is through the Department of Justice carried out by the FBI, where Merrick Garland, with I believe it was a 26-page document, authorizing the FBI to prosecute any mother, any father that stands before a school board challenging the sodomite lifestyle of the LGBTQ, challenging the school board for anything that's being taught and nothing but raw pornography to their sons and their daughters. And those parents now are being persecuted and prosecuted. They're literally being arrested and charges filed against them. If you stand on the street corner with a sign in your hand against the abortuaries, the murder clinics called the Planned Parenthood clinics, ladies and gentlemen, that is where death occurs. That is where the child in the womb is destroyed. And if you stand with a sign now where you're demonstrating for a pro-life and against the pro-choice agenda, ladies and gentlemen, you're being arrested today, prosecuted and persecuted. If you want to be in a society today, ladies and gentlemen, where there's no freedom of speech, there's no freedom of religion, where there's no freedom and the right to keep and bear arms, if that's the kind of nation you want, vote for the Democratic Party. Any Democratic candidate, just vote for them if that's what you want. But ladies and gentlemen, a vote for any Democratic candidate is a vote for death and not life. It's a vote for anything that is immoral and not moral. It's a vote for anything that would be called detrimental to society and not that which would be delightful in any society. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm passionate about it. If you're not caught the tone of my voice today, I'm passionate about getting out to vote, and I'm passionate about you understanding, ladies and gentlemen, that today, during the course of the next 14 days, we'll cast a ballot to either preserve the Constitutional Republic or destroy it, eviscerating our Bill of Rights. In fact, I am delighted to find, based on an article that I'm looking at, that majority of people are against the transgender procedure. This article says nearly 8 in 10 voters are against transgender procedures for minors. There are dozens of actions that Americans under the age of 18 are not allowed to engage in, including voting, joining the military, having sex with someone over 18, applying for credit cards, adopting a child, just to name a few. And according to the new poll, nearly 80% of Americans believe that using puberty blockers and undergoing procedures to permanently change their sexual characteristics should be among those that are denied. The national survey of 2022 voters was conducted earlier this month by the Convention of States Action in partnership with the Trafalgar Group. Survey participants were asked, do you believe underage minors should be required to wait until they're adults to use puberty blockers and undergo permanent transsexual procedures? 78.7% said yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, that shows us where we are as a nation. But the uninformed voter, that is less than 1%, being informed on the things that are before us in this election cycle, that uninformed voters, and perhaps you're one of them, you need to understand that if you vote for a Democrat, you're voting for the mutilation of our sons and daughters and grandkids. You're voting to legalize marijuana across the board. You're voting to continue to teach LGBTQ sodomite agenda in the classroom. You're voting to continue to promulgate and push the murder by way of abortion. You're voting to destroy our borders and the sovereignty of the United States of America. You're voting to eliminate God in the classroom. You're voting to continue to persecute and prosecute anything that's called Christians. If you vote for Democrat, you're voting to curtail anything that's called freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and, ladies and gentlemen, the freedom to keep and bear arms. I could not make it any clearer today that this is an election for freedom. This is a vote for freedom as no other election in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100 years old. And I believe that we need to cast the ballot for those that are going to stand for God, stand for good, and according to Exodus chapter 18, verse 21, those that are going to fear God, that means to honor Him, to reverence Him, to place Him first and foremost in our actions and our deeds and what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.